So we're basically trying to sustain awareness, mindfulness for a period of time. So to begin with, as you know, I like to listen. So if you just bring your mind to listening, and listening is synonymous with awareness. So listen, and to really listen, you have to let go of thinking. So the ideas and plans and so on, try to let go of all that and just listen. And establish a kind of awareness which is receptive. So you're not listening for a particular sound, but you're just letting sound come to you. You're not going out to the sound. So receptive. And in that mode, you get a sense of being present. And it really doesn't matter what the sounds are. So there's someone walking upstairs and my voice. And you are just listening. You're not kind of trying to get rid of anything. So it's a very simple way to establish awareness. The mind is open, attentive, present, and you keep letting go of thought. So just listening. And then bring that receptive quality to your posture, to the body. So feel your body sitting here. Let your body become, let the bodily feelings come into consciousness, say, put it that way. Let it become feeling. So let feel the base of the posture. And get that really nice and grounded, stable, wide, balanced right and left. And just for a few seconds, just allow your attention to dwell on the base of the posture, thighs, feet, legs, and so on. So you feel pressure, perhaps warmth, vibration, and let your mind just settle with those physical feelings. And again, let them come to you. So you stabilize your mind on the physical body. Compose the mind. Now let your attention rise up through your spine. And try to sit nice and tall up through the spine. This gives you lots of vitality if you can sit with a tall posture. And as you rise up the spine, relax your shoulders, open your chest. And then rise up through the neck and tuck your chin slightly in. Arms and hands are nice and soft. And the face is nice and soft. Eyes are soft. And then feel your body sitting here, the whole body. Include your head in this observation. Don't be kind of looking at your body from your eyes. So it's like the body sitting in awareness. and let the bodily feelings become conscious, whatever they are. Before you conceptualize, before you think about these things, so within the body, feel the breathing. Feel the breath. And let's just manipulate the breath a bit. So deepen the breath.
Still quite receptive, but now you're sort of engaging with the body. Long breath in, long breath out. And getting into some like longer breathing really establishes you in the moment, because when you start thinking, the breath becomes shallow. So long breath in, long breath out. And keep your eyes soft and your hands soft. And keep the posture strong and straight. Long breath in, long breath out. And if you start to get sleepy, this is a very good way to deal with dullness in the meditation. But now let's let the breath become normal. Now find a way of breathing which you can be attentive to. In other words, you can feel the breath. Don't make it too subtle. And try to sustain that very receptive and open quality. Don't squeeze your eyes. So you can engage with the breath in this really open, easy way. And try to just be with the whole in-breath. Be this receptive awareness. So it's kind of like riding a bicycle. You can get the sense of balance, which is receptive awareness. And you pick up the bicycle. And you ride it for one in-breath. And one out-breath. It's like balance. You're not trying to get anything or get rid of anything. Just keep balancing. An exercise for the sake of doing the exercise. So, you see, the whole in breath, the whole out breath. Now, put a lot of emphasis on the end of the out breath. Pay attention there, but don't squeeze your eyes. Don't squeeze your hands. Keep your attention very broad and open. And be with the end of the out breath. Let it go. And don't rush the next in breath, just let it come. And don't tighten your hands and arms. so that at the end of the out-breath, we are placed to contemplate relaxed attention, to the present, and then we're very receptive to the next in-breath. But it's a lovely pattern, it's this lovely, beautiful, peaceful pattern that we go on the out-breath, receptive, the in-breath. There's no goal, we're just doing it for the sake of doing it. Just to learn how to balance, to be peaceful. So you're kidnapped by thinking, it's like climbing the snow, that's just natural. But obviously, you know, spend the whole time climbing and worrying. So the moment you notice that, something interrupts the pattern of thinking, then come to listening, establish listening first. To establish awareness very clearly, and here now, receptive awareness. To make that really, really clear. And then pick up the breath. So it's like you're balancing, and you're picking up the breath, and you're riding the bicycle fence down. And you fall off again, you start thinking about tomorrow, whatever. So you're training, So you have to be curious about it, so there's a challenge. And very much based on just being in the present moment. No future in it. Just totally dedicated, one breath at a time. Try to be kind rather than willful, but also be determined. You make a clear intention, just the breath, let go of everything else, and you do it with a sense of kindness. So the intention is very kind and caring. There's always some softness in meditation. the seeker is really patience rather than willpower. The thinking mind can be so persistent and mischievous, but if you keep making clear things, keep coming back to what awareness is. That listening, open quality. And then be very patient in return. And don't worry about the results. And you fall off the bicycle, just drop it off. So, being very patient, like just being patient with one whole outbreath, not expecting anything. Not like moving into the future with some hope of getting something. And being very patient with one outbreath, one in-breath, like totally dedicated to that. you know, as you meditate, if you start to recall and get to it, and go with maybe you're sleeping about, and then you use the deep breathing. And if your body is getting tense, and quite often you're trying too hard, there's a physical pain and a bad knee or so, but this is the tension from kind of effort, which is too full on it, I guess. So this idea of being receptive and even humble, right? So soft, this kind of language. So you look an in-breath, out-breath, nothing more than that. So then in the out-breath, you really feel what the body's doing. The body's full of tension. Sometimes you're pulling the in-breath in quickly. You take the out-breath, feel it right through your arms, down through your legs. Try to relax the whole body, but keep the back straight, train the ball game, don't fall asleep, and so on. So the out-breath is really interesting that you let go, feel the hands relax, and then the next in-breath, don't tighten the hands, don't tighten the face. So you kind of set up a really peaceful, smooth rhythm. you know, the attention that's caught up to past features, and then something interrupts my voice and pain, the body. In that moment when the thinking pattern has been interrupted, that's actually the end of thought. Because you know this thought is an object. So in that moment, don't relate yourself to thinking, but rather take it as a good moment, and you know, open the mind, and just sustain listening for a few moments to establish what we mean by mindfulness, listening, receptive. It's not that special. And then see how you can sustain that for longer periods of time. So we're not getting rid of thought, but we're noticing thought as an object more and more. The end of thought, the space between thought. And just the silence of listening. Yeah, it's connected with the left.